So I'd like to begin by honoring the place that we are grounding in. For those of us on the central coast of California, it's the Amamutsin tribal band that lived and thrived here for thousands of years and many generations prior to European contact, thanking them for their taking care of the land for us, and also honoring our Buddhist lineage that's brought to us today through the ages by Asian cultures around the world and now in America. So, taking our practice to the most basic level today, putting aside the things about ourselves that we most strongly identify with, like our gender, the way we look, our careers or education, our ethnicity or our cultures, stripping that all away and getting primal by acknowledging the four elements that we are made up of. That all living beings are comprised of. And by getting to this most basic level, we witness that there is no separation between ourselves and anybody else. Suffering is always the result of the illusion that we are separate from each other and not interconnected. Albert Einstein said 100 years ago, a human being is part of the whole called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. Einstein was not just a scientist, he was also quite a philosopher. So, our series here has focused on cultivating an embodied presence because, in this teaching, where the practices come from, it says this is the direct path to freedom or enlightenment, the direct path. So, whatever your practice goals are, less suffering or enlightenment, following these meditations will get you there, especially if we understand them and can experience them in our own lives. So, first, we practice the awareness of body sensations as a way to rest the mind more consistently in the present moment. And then we took a dive deeper into the body, resting awareness in our flesh and skin and bones, reinforcing mindfulness and the commonality we have with all those that walk the earth. And today we're going to dive even a little deeper into these four elements that all matter is made up of: earth or solids, water or liquid, fire or temperature, and air or pressure. Touching into this very primary experience of our existence. And here's a quote from Aubrey Marcus that really sets the stage for us. You are comprised of 84 minerals, 23 elements, and 8 gallons of water spread across 38 trillion cells. You have been built up from nothing by the spare parts of the earth. By the earth you have consumed, according to a set of instructions hidden in a double helix and small enough to be carried by a sperm. You are recycled butterflies, plants, rocks, streams, firewood, wolf fur, and shark teeth, broken down to their smallest parts and rebuilt into our planet's most complex living thing. You are not living on Earth. You are Earth. It's pretty powerful. Man has evolved for thousands of years, and in this 21st century, sometimes I think that we forget that we do not rule the earth. We are a part of it. We sprung from the earth. We did not come down from above to control it. In fact, when we do that, when we get in the way of the natural order, natural flow of life, we get into trouble, like the natural disasters of climate change that we're experiencing now. When we get in the way of the natural flow, we erroneously think that we have some kind of control over what unfolds, and that is when we suffer. When our minds seize control, when we live up in our heads, when we become disconnected from our bodies, we lose touch. We can't see things so clearly. We make poor choices. These embodiment practices are meant to align our heads with our hearts more closely so we can see more clearly and find greater ease. Whenever we are feeling lost in thought, up in our heads, the elements can help us gather, embody, and reconnect. Remembering the grounding qualities of earth, feeling the fluidity of water, experiencing the fluctuations of temperature and the pressure of air. We are a part of nature. So we'll take each element one at a time, beginning with the earth element. We just had a pretty significant practice on the earth element. We are made up of the earth. Earth represents all that is solid in the body, our bones, skull, teeth, spine, weight, and heft. We are made of the same matter as everything else. Earth is the easiest element to experience in the body. All that we experience inside that is solid, like our contact with the chair, we can always check where our feet are standing on the ground. And everything that we experience outside is solid. The earth. Trees, things that are manufactured, homes, all from the earth. Feeling supported by the ground beneath your feet. Remembering the roots of trees. Remembering the earth element. It's a great place to go when you're feeling particularly scattered. Sensing into the stability of the earth element. Water represents all that is fluid and flowing in the body. We are the only creatures on earth that are so out of touch with nature, so stuck in our rational minds, and perhaps out of balance. Pause and ask yourself, which of these elements is out of balance? When solidity is needed, contemplate earth. And if something softer, more fluid is needed, then water. We are 60% water, and yet it may be more difficult to sense water in the body. Water hydrates and nourishes us. Some cultures refer to water is life. The water inside our bodies, just like the water in nature. The water that fills our oceans and bubbles up from streams, showers down upon us in rain. 70% of the earth is water, so similar to our own bodies. Water represents the inherent interrelationship of all things. While it is a separate element, it is seen as connecting all the others. Water in the body allows the muscles and the joints to move freely. Water mixed with flour creates dough, but the flour all by itself is just dust. And water and the earth create clay that can be molded and useful. Water flows and connects. The fluidity of water represents emotions in the body, rising up and fading away like waves. Some of us feel affected by the moon phases and the tides, all related to water element. You might begin to notice which element you are most aligned with, that is most soothing to you. I have a watery astrological sign and feel very connected to water. The sound of water, being near water. For me, it is comforting. Water is always changing. It transmutes, changes forms all the time, like from water to ice, from water to steam, and back again. Water becomes a beautiful metaphor for the mystery of our inherent interconnection with all things. When we begin to connect to water element, feeling what is fluid in the body, a sense of flow through the pumping of the blood or saliva, moisture, perspiration, resting in the mystery of inherent interconnection. In a world mostly made of water, bringing a sense of flow into our lives. And then fire represents temperature and all that is changing in the body. Heat and awareness of temperature as it changes and its fluctuations, giving us a colorful illustration of the changing nature of all things. Impermanence. Dramatic, swift changes of temperature happen in the body. I can see that in any one meditation, sometimes feeling that fiery and heat underneath my arms, and then just as quickly it changes, it gets cool. Or other parts of my body, like my feet and hands, are cold. It is a helpful reminder that nothing stays the same or is stable. And outside the body, the sun keeps this planet alive. And Hafiz says, even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. Fire element can also be very powerful. Where does fire show up for you? Impermanence is one of the most important messages of the fire element and a central Buddhist theme. A finger snap of awareness of impermanence is said to be more important than generosity, than the refuges and precepts, than metta or loving kindness. But we don't like change. That's why we need to pay attention, offering ourselves an invitation to get more familiar with and welcome change as a natural part of this life. Resisting change creates suffering. So being present to witness change, all we have to do is pay attention to the fire element, sensing into the heat and coolness inside the body and out. The air element is most noticeable in the body as the breath, always here for us, constantly changing, ever available, representing all that is movable and changeable. Air is essential to our survival and our well-being, inside and outside the body. Air connects you to every other breathing being on the planet. The air we breathe mixes throughout the world in a little over a year. So air comes back around to us in a little over a year, meaning that our breath becomes someone else's breath or everyone else's breath. And it also includes the breath of every living being there has ever been. I mean, loved ones and foes, villains and heroes, the dinosaurs, the air the Buddha breathed. Through air, we are connected to all other beings, recognizing and establishing mindfulness in the air element, clinging to nothing. Just try clinging to air. You can't. Perhaps touching into what it means to abide independently and unattached, not clinging to anything. The elements open us to a deeper understanding of the mysterious reality we live in, earth, water, fire, and air. Jack Kornfield says in The Wise Heart, we can feel the elements of life moving in us. Our experience of being shaken, rigid, trembling, weighted down, floating, flexible, grounded, clouded, or clear are all the play of the elements. Our stubborn stance and lighthearted dancing are the earth moving in our body. Our griefs are the water, the ocean of tears. Our yawn and our songs are the octaves of air. And Thich Nhat Hanh writes, at one time you were a mountain, you were a cloud. That is not poetry, that's science. The elements as a powerful teacher in our lives, bringing us present moment awareness and helping us to suffer less. So I thank you for your kind attention and offering you now a moment of integration and reflection during meditation. So just lowering the eyes and softening